Track 12, page 30.
Welcome to our show today. As you all know, this week is Cultural Week, and we've invited Professor Ruben Minkova, who teaches ancient myths and legends. He's here to talk about cultural travel to the Rhodope Mountains, located in the south of Bulgaria. Professor Minkova, I understand that many tourists visit this area due to the many myths connected to it.
Yes, there are thousands of tourists who visit this destination every year, especially during the festival in August.
Can you tell us what the festival is about?
Certainly. This land is filled with myths and antiquity. But first, you must know a little about this mountain and its connection to the myth of the legendary Orpheus. It is said that this area was once ancient Thrace, a place where Orpheus lived.
I haven't read a book on mythology for a long time, but wasn't Orpheus a mythical singer and musician, as well as a magician and healer?
Well, the myth of Orpheus dates back 3,000 years and much older. He was said to be a native Thracian, born in the Rhodope Mountains.
Do you think that such a person existed?
Bulgarian experts believe that behind the mythology, there may have lived a real Orpheus. They say that he was a priest. A tomb has been recently discovered in eastern Rhodope that could possibly be the grave of Orpheus. But there isn't enough proof.
Can you tell us about the myth of Orpheus?
Orpheus used to play music so beautifully that he could charm birds and beasts. When his bride, Eurydice, died from a snake bite, he went to the underworld by himself to ask for her to return. His music captivated Hades and Persephone, who were the king and queen of the land of the dead. They agreed to his request, but under one condition.
I think I know the rest of the story. The condition was that Orpheus could not look back at Eurydice until they both reached the upper world. But I don't remember what happened next.
Orpheus looked back a moment too soon, and suddenly, she slipped back into the land of darkness and was lost forever. This is why every year in August, there is a reenactment of the myth at the entrance of the cave.
Is it difficult to get to this cave?
You can enter, but not by yourself. A friend of mine tried to go by herself, but realized that it wasn't a good idea. There are many guides who take people there because it isn't easy if you aren't fit. You also have to be very careful going down the vertical iron staircase. However, if you have never seen this sight, it's certainly spectacular. It just takes your breath away.
Professor, thank you for sharing this myth with us today. We'll see you all tomorrow with more on Cultural Stories.